British Prime Minister David Cameron has promised a public investigation into phone hacking by the tabloid News of the World. The paper is owned by Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation, and it has already admitted to hacking into celebrities' cell phones. But this week, the extent of the accusations have grown wider, including hacking into the phone of a murdered child. Vicky Barker reports from London.
4 days after 13-year-old Millie Dowler disappeared in 2002, her family believed she might still be alive because voice messages were being deleted from her cell phone. Only during her killer's trial this year were they told that a hacker working for News of the World may have been accessing Millie's voicemail. In 3 hours of emergency debate today, British lawmakers expressed revulsion at the allegations. Ed Miliband heads the opposition Labour Party.
That anyone could hack into her phone, listen to her family's frantic messages, and delete them, giving false hope to those parents, is immoral and a disgrace.
Today, the eve of the anniversary of the July 7, 2005 London suicide bombings, relatives of some of the victims expressed horror that their phones too may have been hacked. As long ago as 2009, The Guardian newspaper was reporting the tabloid had accessed the details of more than 3,000 celebrities and royals. But Prime Minister David Cameron noted the new allegations concerned private individuals whose privacy would have been violated when they needed it the most.
We're talking about murder victims, potentially terrorist victims, having their phones hacked into. It is absolutely disgusting at what has taken place, and I think everyone in this House, and indeed this country, will be revolted by what they've heard and what they've seen on their television screens.
Rupert Murdoch is more than a media mogul. The newspapers in his News International stable can make or break a British politician's career. And that, says Hugh Grant, is why he worries just how effective any new public inquiry will be. The actor is cooperating with a police investigation into the possible hacking of his phones.
It's frankly not in the Prime Minister's interests to be taking on News International, who got him elected and who basically give him his orders, just as they gave our last four prime ministers their major orders.
Grant joining those lawmakers calling for Rebecca Brooks, the head of News International and a Murdoch protege, to step down. Several big companies have pulled their ads from News of the World, and the powerful British website Mumsnet has also yanked ads from Murdoch's Sky Television. Laura O'Reilly of Britain's Market Week says it's unclear how long the boycott will last.
It's all very well pulling out and going about with your kind of ethics emblazoned on your chest and saying we will boycott a paper that's unethical. But how long do you stay away from what is the biggest circulating UK national newspaper?
Murdoch has called the new hacking revelations deplorable and unacceptable. He says News International will cooperate fully with the police under Rebecca Brooks's leadership. Murdoch is deep into a multi-billion dollar bid to take full control of his British Sky broadcasting arm. The Cameron government insists that will not be affected by the phone hacking scandal. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.
And you're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.